Welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming up in a little bit, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller with our daily coronavirus update. We'll get her reaction to Wisconsin being listed among 21 states in a red zone for COVID-19 activity. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson is circulating a petition calling for a statewide face covering mandate. And Senator Larson joins us on this segment of the show. Pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you for having me, Greg. Happy to be on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you back on the show. There have been a handful of cities that have passed their own mask mandates, including Milwaukee and Green Bay, I think, did. Madison. But that's it. Talk about this petition that, is it an online petition?
Yeah, it's online and folks can find it at SenatorChrisLarson.com or on Facebook and Twitter. We started it on Monday morning. Since then, it's, for lack of a better term, it's gone viral. So we now have over 16,000 people who have signed this thing asking for a masks for everybody who is out in the public. And frankly, because there's other municipalities, you've named the ones that have passed it, but I think every single one has considered it in some form. And they're trying to grapple with this. On top of that, businesses, retailers, restaurants are trying to grapple with what they should do. And, I mean, I saw an article this morning is basically asking, do you think we should be leaving it up to frontline retail workers and restaurant workers to try and enforce this, or can the state step in and do this? So I think because 31 other states have done it, and because the federal government seems very reticent to actually do it, unlike 75 other countries around the world, I think it's on the state to be the leaders, follow the science, and have this thing have a mask mandate in place to keep us safe.
Didn't the CDC director say a couple of weeks ago, if every American wore a mask, we could drive the coronavirus into the ground in 2 months?
That's right. They said, yeah, and if you have 90% compliance of 90% of the population doing this, it can very well prevent another shutdown and have the same effect. So I think for the folks who want to keep the economy open, which is, I think, everybody, want restaurants to open, want things to happen, this is the easiest thing to do. And frankly, it's people ask, what's the least you can do to help? This is probably it, right? Just putting a piece of cloth over your face. In many places they're free. Other places are giving them out if you're going to come into their place. So it protects everybody. It's easy, and it's about time we just say, okay, that's it. We know this works. Let's get it done.
But there are still people who don't believe it works. There was that propaganda piece that went viral before it was pulled off of social media earlier this week, criticizing mask use. I've talked to people here in Fond du Lac who refuse to wear masks. It became political early on when the president criticized the use. Now he's shifted his tone on that. Is it too little, too late to get people to comply?
I mean, I think there was originally the CDC and other scientists were saying they weren't necessarily sure if masks would help because in other viral outbreaks, it's not usually spread that way. But over time, they've discovered this. And frankly, even the president has shifted along. And even he is wearing a mask and saying it's patriotic to do. So, I think there's some folks who may never change their minds, but for those that they get new information, they recognize the facts behind it and are willing to say, yeah, this is what's right, this is what the science says, that's why it's important to do. And frankly, if they're not going to do it for themselves, that's one of the reasons why we need to have this mandate in place, to be able to say, well, it's the law. It's what's out there. It's what's required. So I think as much as those, there's a small fringe of people who are making a really big deal of it, they definitely get the attention of social media. It doesn't make up a significant portion of the population.
Well, let me ask you this. The governor has said that he doesn't know if he's got the authority to issue a statewide mask mandate, given the state Supreme Court ruling on a safer at home order. Do you agree with that?
Look, I think he does. I think that what they ruled on at the Supreme Court was actually on the health secretary's, as much as I don't agree with, they ruled specifically on the health secretary's ability to make that call. And frankly, the pandemic that we're facing now, while it's the same virus, we're in a different situation. We're, you know, in your lead up, you were talking about how we're in one of the red zones, right? For goodness sake, people in Chicago can't even come to Wisconsin without going back and having to quarantine for 14 days. We have one of the highest rates of reproduction, and it's a real problem here. So I think the situation has changed. 900 people dead, 911, 911. We have over 50,000 cases now. I think the situation has changed. The governor has that authority. And frankly, if Republicans want to stop them, the blood will be on their hands, because they will be the ones to try and stop science and stop what we know works.
Do you think the governor may indeed issue a statewide mask mandate?
I hope he does. I mean, we phrased the petition in a way that it could be the governor doing it, the legislature doing it. I do hope the governor considers it, but if he doesn't, we'll see about moving forward with a piece of legislation. And again, this has the support of 75% of the population. Tammy Baldwin chimed in support of it just yesterday, and I think he should do that.
State Senator Chris Larson, great to have you on the program. We'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.